Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great time in Dyersburg, Tennessee. It's great to be here in Heartland America, small town America. I don't think they mind me saying small town America. I actually think they think that's kind of a something they're kind of proud of here in Dyersburg. And as I said earlier, it's about an hour or so northeast of Memphis, about 2 hours. Or maybe a little bit more due west of Nashville, a little bit south of Paducah, three hours or so, about 200 miles southeast of St. Louis. It's a great part of the world, and I'm over here working with the Chamber of Commerce, broadcasting my show from here. And later in the day, I'm going to be delivering a speech to a group of folks, a group of small business owners, and sharing some of my ideas with them. And I'm looking forward to being able to do that with them. It's one of my favorite things to do in the whole world. Another thing that's one of my favorite things to do is to talk to bankers. Now, a lot of people don't like to talk to bankers. Mostly it's because they wait till they have bad news, or their banker calls them because they got bad news. But I like to talk to bankers because if it weren't for bankers, I wouldn't be here. I'm a small business owner, and if you are, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sitting in front of Don Cruz. Don is the president of First South Bank. Don, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Now, you've been a banker all your life. You told me off the air that your dad was a banker. And so you actually used to hang out at your dad's bank when you were a young pup.
Well, that's right. My dad was president of a bank about 50 miles from here where I grew up. And so I've been doing this all my life.
You've seen a lot of changes in your life in banking, haven't you?
That's right.
From no computers to the computer age, with having grown up with your dad. And of course, I see a couple of gray hairs, so I know you've been around a year or two in the banking industry.
Unfortunately, that's true. But that's right. Originally, banking, when I first started, there were no computers in business. Everything was done by hand, all manual systems. So it took a lot more people, and transactions were handled a little differently than they are today.
What about the relationships? You know, I remember when I first started banking, it was all about the relationship. How much has that changed?
Well, for most successful banks, that is the one part that hasn't changed. It's still the most important thing about banking is your relationship with customers and with prospects. People want to know that they have a place to go that has confidence in them. Particularly with the business community. And small business owner, we tend to find is more interested in knowing that they've got a solid relationship with the bank. They want to know what the answer is going to be before they come, and that's more important than what their rate or terms may be on any possible loan.
You know, Don, I have I meant what I said a while ago about my feelings about banks. Small business owners cannot make it. And I'm going to say that again. Small business owners cannot make it without a good banker relationship. But something that's becoming very apparent, very obvious to all banks, and I've said this to a $50 million bank president and to an executive with the Bank of America, what I've said is that in the 21st century, no bank will make it, even Bank of America, without relationships with small businesses. What do you think?
Well, I agree. It's the backbone of our business, very consistent, and there's always a need. Small businesses have more need for financial services than almost any other customer segment.
There's no question about it.
And banks can be important to small business, but there's no question that small businesses are extremely important to banks.
Well, there was a time when small businesses were kind of considered mom and pop, not all that sophisticated. Those days are gone too, aren't they?
Well, that's true. The definition of a small business ranges widely depending on who you ask, but many times today, small businesses may be a company that may have up to $10 million worth of sales.
Right. Or more.
Or more.
And as you, and just like your bank, doing that volume with less people than they used to do.
Well, that's true. Efficiency has become important to everyone, no matter what business they're in.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that small businesses can benefit from their local bank, if they have that type of relationship, is advice. They can come and, because we deal with a lot of businesses, so we often can be a good sounding board for ideas that the business owner may have that they want to see what the reaction may be.
One of the most important things that I've learned, and I learned it the hard way, Don, and that I tell people all the time on the air and when I speak to people. I do a lot of speaking about banking relationships with small businesses, and that is don't wait till it turns to mush to bring your banker in. Talk to your banker during the good times. Talk to the banker during the bad times. In fact, when things start turning a little bit south, whenever they have for me in the past, I get my banker in right away so they know what's going on. So they know that if it gets worse, that I'm working hard on it, that they got a partner in me, that they're better off to hang in there with me than they are to cut me loose.
Well, that's great advice. I hope you keep giving that out, because the worst thing that can happen for a bank is to be in the dark, to not know what's happening
That's
with
exactly
their customers
right.
and with their businesses. And unfortunately,
what I say, Don, as we go to a break, is nobody ever got any help from a scared banker. Once you get scared, the help is over, I think.
That's pretty much right.
Stand by. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people in the world. He's a banker, Don Cruz, with president of First South Bank here in Dyersburg, Tennessee. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. Check it out when you get a chance. It's all free. The archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the only thing you have to pay for is the books, if you want to buy a book, and you can find those there too. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and my blog. You can subscribe or you can just come and get it. It's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Broadcasting live from Dyersburg, Tennessee today. And I'm up here working with the Dyersburg Chamber of Commerce and sitting in front of a bank president, Don Cruz. He grew up in the banking industry. His dad was a banker. He's a banker. And what have you seen, Don, that about doing business with small business owners in the last, say, 5 to 10 years? How have you seen things change?
Well, it's a little more difficult today probably for a small business owner to get started and be successful. That cost on the front end are a little more challenging and more regulations and just tougher.
Well, what part can a bank play in that?
Well, a bank, because that we see so many other people that are going through the same process, can give some good, helpful advice to share with them about just general aspects of going into business and help them possibly avoid some pitfalls that they might not recognize.
Sometimes it turns into tough love, though, doesn't it?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes it does. You've got to have a good deal of discipline to be successful in a small business, as I'm sure everyone is well aware of that's been running one themselves.
Well, absolutely, if they've already been doing it. But if they've never done it, they don't know, do they?
It sometimes looks easier from the outside. They look at other people that are successful and think, well, gee, I wish I could make all my own decisions like that. And it is a great opportunity, but there's a price tag because no one will tell you at the time you're making the decision that it's the right choice.
Well, exactly. A lot of people go into business as a reaction. They get mad at their boss. Or they want to be their own boss. They get tired of taking orders. What they don't realize is the only person who takes orders for more people than an employee is a business owner. Would you agree with that?
I completely agree.
You're the president of a bank.
That's exactly right.
How often during the day do you feel like your employees don't work for you, you work for them?
Well, that's right. We work for them and work for all the customers.
Yeah.
That instead of having one or two people telling you
to say yes,
what
ma'am,
you
no,
should
ma'am,
do,
sir, too.
You get a host of people that are willing to share that with you.
That's exactly right, and that's the big shock. One of the challenges I think banks and small businesses have today is the ability to fund technology, because a lot of technology doesn't have serial numbers. And I know how much banks love serial numbers.
Well, that's true. It does make it more difficult when potential collateral is of that nature that it's hard to track. But also it loses value so rapidly. And it's one of the challenges for small business owners.
That's right.
Because if you're going to buy that type of equipment, you're going to have to pay for it in a more accelerated fashion than you'd probably like.
Or a website. Or content on a website.
Normally, it's better if they have other types of assets that may be longer term in nature to use those rather than those assets themselves.
That's
to give
the
them
challenge.
A little more comfort.
Right there is the challenge. I've never had a banker. I've asked every banker I've ever met, have you figured out how to file a UCC on a website? Nobody's ever figured that out. And therein lies the challenge, I think, for small businesses and bankers today, is because more and more, as I'm going to say today in my speech, more and more of what we manage is not something you can paint or move or hold. Don, as we got about a minute left, tell us about your bank.
Well, our bank here in Dyersburg is approximately $100 million in size.
How many branches?
We've got two locations here.
Right.
We also have branches in three other counties.
I see. And now, give us the website.
Our website is www.firstsouth.com, 1ST. South.com.
For 1ST.
Right.
That works too, huh?
Right.
All right. Sounds good. How many employees?
We've got about 24 employees here locally. We've got a couple hundred employees in total.
All together. And what's the future of your bank? Where are you going?
We're still growing. We're like to do more commercial lending here and are having a very good year on the commercial side.
Well, and I know you're proud of what the Chamber's doing here.
We're
helping
fortunate.
You grow your customers, aren't they?
That's true. The Chamber does an excellent job here in Dyer County, and I'm very proud to be associated with the Chamber.
Well, I'm glad. And I want to thank you for sponsoring the event today.
Glad to do.
I'm going to be at. I really appreciate that very much. I want to make sure we got that plug in there. Don Cruz, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Don Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, the president of First South Bank here in Dyer County, Tennessee. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. We got a lot more to come from Dyersburg, Tennessee in the next hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.